What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, there was a reason no one wanted to go into Building 401. He didn't know what it was, but he found out one night.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Thank you so much for listening. You know, if you have a real ghost story, we would really love it if you would let us hear about it. You can leave us a voicemail at 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And you can become a premium subscriber. Get the advanced episodes, access to our archive, no commercials. Get that through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon, how are you today? You've been busy lately.
I have been. And my daughter from Spain came, and she came and stayed with me for a couple of days. She was over here for work-related stuff. And then she was here, and then she's back to more work-related stuff and doing all sorts of things, and then she heads back to Spain pretty soon. So we had a nice time, but her friend, Kaylee, from Seattle, came down and stayed a night so they could see each other. They're, like, really super close. And when Kaylee was here, she said, Kaylee said, "I have something for you." And I said, "What?" And she goes, "Yeah, you know," she said, "I was in this bookstore and I saw this book." And she goes, "I don't get random things for people. Like, I see something, and if that speaks to me that I should give that to you, that's what I do." She goes, "I don't just buy stuff because I'm going to go to somebody's house or whatever. It has to be something that I've," and she goes, "and I felt like I wanted you to have this." And she brought me a book that is called The Ghosts of Whidbey Island. And it's by Victoria Ventress Shea, and Whidbey Island is up by Washington State. It's up, you know, above, I think it's north of Seattle area in there, and it's just full of ghost stories.
Oh, how fun is that?
That I'm so excited about it to read it. I just got it last night, and so I'm going to read it, but I was thinking it might be even fun to see if we can get a hold of this author and maybe, you know, have a chat with her.
That would be fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah. And so I'm going to start reading it. And who knows, I might even talk to, see if I can get a hold of her and if she wants to come on and chat with us. I think the funny thing is that when you go to stay at your good friend's mother's house and you think a perfect gift for her is a book of ghost stories.
I love that she thought of you like that. That's so sweet.
But it's so funny that, you know, that's what people think that I would like, because it is what I would like. But it's kind of funny that, you know, you think, oh, her mom would like a book of ghost stories.
Well, and
she would.
I will have to say, you kind of glossed over it, but your daughter actually was here because she works for Lainey Wilson and she had to go to Stagecoach. Like, it was kind of a big deal. So she's been busy.
She's kind of like, I don't know what you'd say her position is with Lainey.
She kind of calls herself chief of staff.
Because I think she's kind of over all the marketing aspects and the traveling tour aspects. Yeah. And
so she doesn't work for Lainey's management company. She works directly for Lainey. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty cool. We're quite proud of her. And so it was fun to see. She was sending me lots of behind the scenes footage of Stagecoach and kind of like their outfits they wore that night, which I thought was cute. And, you know, like they had some really bad weather, some high winds moved through, and it was, Kate had sent a video of the lighting rig, and it's like, that could all come down. Like, it was that kind of scary. So I saw some people posting like, you know, like, I can't believe they made us leave. No, they made you leave because it was very dangerous.
It was very dangerous.
Kate said it was really scary.
If you guys like Lainey Wilson and her music, or if you just want to know something more about her, there's a really good documentary on Netflix right now about her.
Yeah, yeah.
And I highly recommend it. Like, I watched it because Kate said, oh, you know, there's a documentary they're putting out about Lainey. And so, of course, you know, I'm a mom and my daughter works for her. So, of course, I'm going to watch it. But I was surprised how it kind of touched me in the heart.
Yeah, it was a really good documentary. And there's like a 2-second part where Kate's in there. It's like
that
2 seconds.
You see Kate, yeah.
And but, so I even took a picture. I paused it and took a picture. Like,
and it was with our good friend, Charlie Worsham.
I love Charlie Worsham, and we have known him for years. And so I found that to be pretty cool that in the scene where Kate was, there was a scene with Charlie and Lainey and Mandolin, her manager, and Kate.
Yeah. But I highly recommend, you know, go and watch that documentary on Netflix because it's really fun.
And speaking of Charlie Worsham, pull up that song with him and Lainey. Oh,
so good.
My God, it is so good. They never do. Yeah,
that
they never
right.
do. Mm-hmm. They never do. It's such a good song. Anyways.
That was sort of our shameless country music plug of the day. But
I know, but it's a really good documentary, and we're just really proud of Kate. She's worked really hard to get where she's at. So let's go to this story. This is a pretty interesting story about a haunted building. Here you go.
This is Marcos Bencourt from San Mateo, California. So my ghost story happens between 2009 to 2013. I used to work at Oracle as a graveyard security officer. That shift would start 11 to 7 in the morning. At Oracle, they had 6 buildings on the main campus. Then they had 1 building and an offsite OPL. And then next to that, they had 3 other buildings, 401, 501, and 601. Now, I was a regular security guard and would normally stay at 1 or 2 buildings. Since it was from 11 at night till 7 in the morning, there was a bunch of times where I would walk through the building and just kind of get a real eerie feeling and kind of just staying up through that 3 o'clock hour, just the whole night. I would always kind of like, when I'm doing rounds in the building, I'd hear like fingers on keyboards for the computers as I'm walking by podiums or office spaces where there wasn't really anybody around. And I'd walk through a bunch of buildings and hear a bunch of creaking, and you know, you just kind of hear it over and over through the years and you just kind of write it off. It's not really anything, just a bunch of noise. And about 2 years after working there, my boss comes up to me and he's like, yeah, would you like to be a driver now? I was like, driver? Sure. You know, with, you know, I'm like thinking, you know, more money, more opportunities for sure. So my first week, I transitioned into driver, and now I'm not doing security in the buildings that I was when I was just a roving officer. Now I'm in the truck and I'll go do rounds in OPL across the street, and then I drive over to the other 3 buildings, 401, 501, and 601. Doing rounds in 401, I would always feel real eerie and just the hairs on the back of my neck stand up when I would badge in that building and go to the second floor. One of these times I badged in and went to the second floor, more than usual, I just felt like somebody was watching me. The hairs on the back of my neck stood straight up, and I felt like something was definitely around me. I kind of write it off, but every time I go back to that same building to do my rounds, the hairs on the back of my neck stand up right when I badge into that second floor. I'm thinking, you know, there was like some kind of electrical charge right there to when I badge in, something happens. So I don't know. I write it off again. About a week later, I'm giving an escort to somebody from the housekeeping. I kind of wonder why I have to give an escort to somebody in housekeeping when I normally don't give escorts to anybody in housekeeping at this building. So I talked to my lieutenant, and he says, housekeepers don't like to go into this building alone, and if they do, they want an escort. So right there, kind of my first red flag sent up, and kind of asked him, hey, what's the story? How come they want to have an escort in here? And I'm not telling him that I have feelings of always uneasiness, but I'm kind of asking him not, you know, to see what's going on. And he doesn't really tell me anything. He isn't really that much help. One of the other security guards that I'm friends with says that housekeepers, when they're in that building, they'll hear somebody whispering behind them and they'll turn around and no one's there. They'll be touching stuff on their cleaning cart, walk away, come back, and stuff's missing or it's dropped on the ground. He said some other people will have heard their name being whispered to them. And he says that most of them are real superstitious, so they don't enter the building if they're not with another person or getting an escort. So that right there told me something's up. A few weeks later, I enter that same building, 401. I badge in. Let me just give you a little bit more background on that building. No one enters that building my whole graveyard shift because of the housekeepers not wanting to go into that building. So no housekeepers enter it unless they have an escort. And I don't go into that building unless I'm doing my rounds real quick, once in the beginning of the night and then once early in the morning before I go turn in my badge. A couple times I've entered that building and it was pitch black. I had to turn on the lights, unlike all the other buildings that I go into where the lights are on. So I asked my lieutenant again, you know, hey, how come the lights are off in this, you know, this one building as opposed to all the other buildings? And he said that there's no use to keep the lights on because no one's in the building 11 until 7 in the morning. So there's no use to waste electricity. So if I'm going to go do my rounds, do it my first hour of my shift, because after that, from midnight till 7, the lights are off. So I started doing that. I would go clock in, say hi to everybody, go over to that first building where I always got a kind of uneasy feel, do my rounds while the lights were still on, and then do whatever I need to do, but hit that building first. So after a little while, on my one experience, I would kind of get tied up and not really get to go and do that building first, then yada, yada, yada. This experience happened around 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. I enter the building, same thing. I feel uneasy. I badge into the second floor, and then I feel that kind of electrical charge and the hairs on the back of my neck start to stand up. And of course, now the lights are off because it's 2:30 to 3 in the morning. I watch a lot of, when I'm doing my rounds, I'll watch videos via my iPhone. I'll like watch wrestling on my phone, and I'll kind of be looking at my cell phone as I'm walking through the floor, and I badge in. I'm watching this kind of wrestling match. I'm kind of holding my phone in front of me, and I walk through the floor. I enter the kitchen. I turn the lights on in the kitchen. I grab a glass of water and I'm sipping it. And as I'm turning around, I see three chairs in front of computers that all have been knocked down. And I figure that's kind of odd, because if housekeeping was in the building, they would have moved chairs and vacuumed them and moved them back. They wouldn't have knocked them over. So as I'm walking out of the kitchen, I see three other chairs adjacent to where those other chairs are, and there's now six chairs all knocked down on the ground. And I'm kind of looking around, you know, like, is there anybody else in this building? And I walk over, I look at another row, and it's six more chairs down. I look at another row, six more chairs knocked down. It's completely black because the lights are off. So I start to turn on the lights, and as I go through the whole floor, every single chair is knocked down. So I make a call, you know, hey, 363, has anybody been in this building anytime tonight? Or has anybody given an escort earlier today? And everything was negative. So I started, kind of getting freaked out. Every single chair had been knocked down, so I kind of made my way back to headquarters, and I talked with my boss, and my boss kind of came clean about why I was the new driver. The old driver had badged into the same building and seen an orb right in front of him that had disappeared into about five steps away from him into thin air, and the guy quit. And my boss asked me, I guess that same day, if I wanted to become driver. And unbeknownst to me, I would have never taken that driver position if I knew why the previous guy had left. You know, it's maybe not that much of a ghost story, but that is my only ghost story, that something had happened in that building that had knocked everything down. And I always had an eerie feeling about that building. And when I finally asked, you know, another manager, I got the story of why I was now the driver. I wasn't the driver that much more longer. I kind of got out of there. But that is my ghost story. And yeah, love the show. Keep it going.
That is such a crazy story, because as you're listening along, the last thing I would have thought was what happened. And every chair being knocked over. That's really weird. That would so creep creepy. You out. Because it would creep you out, as you know, because it's happened to you, but to walk into your kitchen and see every cupboard open, that would creep you out. But to see every chair knocked down, laying on the ground. Yeah.
And I wonder if they were deliberate. Orderly. Were they orderly knocked down? Like just, you know, each one pulled down in a perfect line? Or was like one this way, one that way? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I don't know why. I just want the picture in my head, I guess, to see what he saw exactly. But
I don't think he wanted to stick around and take a picture of it.
No. But I just was wondering just exactly what that looked like. And it is so creepy, but this does raise an interesting question. How much should you be told about a job? When we buy a house, we're in certain states, you're supposed to tell if it's had any history with ghosts or paranormal events. I think even like if somebody's been murdered in a house, you're supposed to let people know about things like that. I don't know if they always do, but I think there are certain states that is kind of a law. And it's kind of, I wonder about a job in the same light. Should you be told? And like he said, I don't think I would have taken this driving job and gone to 401 had I known that this guy had seen this orb. And it scared him so bad he left.
And the thing is that you don't have a choice, because you don't know all of the story.
Yeah.
So you're just like, hey, this is a great opportunity for me. And they're like, nobody else is going to do it if we tell him.
Yeah.
So let's just like not tell him. And, you know, Bob, who was on that route, he was crazy. That never happened. Maybe it could have been some of that too. But it sounds like they weren't really surprised.
And
the housekeepers don't want to go there.
Exactly. See, there's a history here of people having events, having experiences at this place. So I'm thinking that they purposely withheld this just to get him to do it because they didn't have anybody else. And then he too hasn't been. He said he didn't do it much longer, though.
My God, no.
I can see why. But it is creepy when you walk into a situation like that and you have you feel it and that back of your neck feeling that something isn't right. And I totally get it when he said that he was watching wrestling as he went through here, because there's something grounding that helps me get through if I'm really nervous, if I'm not feeling good about something, if I just put on a baseball game and turn it up loud, it's like, okay, the rest of the world is normal. This is normal, people, and you can just let that go. Now, is it going to save you from everything? No, but there's something that helps you connect to the outside world that you can hang on to.
Because it can distract you when Nico Horner gets up to bat and you're like, oh my God, he's so good this year.
He
And,
is so good, right?
you know, so
Yeah.
yeah, I think that's really interesting. But that
Yeah.
is one of the creepiest things I can think of that I've never heard anything quite like that. Walking into there and all of the chairs are on the ground.
Yeah.
That's creepy because that's
Yeah.
intentional. You know, that's not like, whoops, knocked a chair over, excuse me. And I'm knocking this one over and this one and this one and this one and this one.
Well,
That
and the
is.
other thing is in some of the other buildings, he said he did hear, and I think this is creepy, like as if somebody was typing on their computer.
Yeah, I
That's
forgot about that
creepy.
part.
That's weird. I don't like that. Ooh.
But he did not keep that job. I think I'd have done the same thing after that. It's like, oh, hell no. I cannot be the one responsible for that.
Yeah,
I
no, I'm
can't,
with
because
you.
just that dread of walking in there every night, like, what am I going to see?
And you know at some point that when you have that feeling, something's going to happen. Like you might always get the creepy vibe as you're going through, but eventually, sooner or later, you're going to have an event. You're just going to.
That's a great story. He told it really well. Well, let's move on to our next story. And it says, I want to say how much I love the show. I listen while I'm driving. Most mornings, there have been plenty of times when I've sat in my car for an extra minute or two after I get home because I want to hear how a story ends.
Oh, I love that driving,
Yeah.
that out in the driveway, just listening
Just
to the
got to
rest of
finish.
the, yeah.
This was about 12 years ago. I was living in a duplex just outside of Des Moines. It wasn't old or run down. If anything, it felt pretty new. I think it had been built in the early 2000s. There was nothing about it that gave off a creepy vibe when I moved in. It was just me and my dog, Max, a golden retriever who was about 3 years old at the time. For the first few months, everything was completely normal. The first thing that happened was small enough I didn't think twice about it. I used to work early mornings, so I'd be up around 5:30 most days. One morning, I walked into the kitchen, noticed one of the cabinet doors slightly open. It wasn't wide open, just cracked a couple of inches. I remember thinking I must have left it that way the night before without realizing it. It kept happening. Not every day, not even on a regular schedule, but often enough that I started noticing. It was always the same cabinet, the one above the sink where I kept my coffee mugs. After a while, I started making a point to close it firmly before going to bed just to prove to myself I wasn't imagining things. I don't think I would. I would be like, I'm just going to leave it. Because if I do close it firmly and I know for a fact it was closed, when I wake up and it's not closed, that's going to
You
creep
have
me
to
out.
deal with
You
it.
know what I mean? This
You
way,
have
it's like,
to,
oh,
yeah.
well, I left it open last night. Or did I? You know, I think I did.
Yeah, well, then what happens is it was closed.
Exactly. Let's see. Even then, I'd still come out in the morning and I'd find it open again. At that point, I told myself it had to be something wrong, like the hinges were off, cabinet wasn't level. That made more sense than anything else, so I stuck with that explanation. Things stayed like that for a while, odd, but easy to ignore if I didn't dwell on it. Then Max started acting differently. He wasn't a nervous dog. He loved people, wasn't easily startled, generally just went with the flow. But I began noticing that he would stop in the hallways sometimes and just stare toward the back bedroom. Not barking, not growling, just standing there completely still, focused on something I couldn't see. First time it happened, I laughed and asked him what he was looking at. He didn't even acknowledge me. He just kept staring. After that, it became more frequent. He would be laying in the living room and suddenly lift his head and look down the hallway again. A couple of times, he let out a low, uneasy whine that I had never heard from him before. Not loud, but it caught my attention. The back bedroom he kept focusing on wasn't anything special. I used it for storage and laundry, so I didn't spend much time in there. But after a while, I started closing the door when I wasn't using it. The next thing that happened is when I really started to question things. One night, I woke up sometime in the middle of the night. I didn't know exactly what time it was, but it had to be around 2 or 3. At first, I couldn't figure out why I had woken up, but then I realized I could hear something coming down the hallway. It sounded like a soft tapping. Not loud or aggressive, just a steady light tapping like someone gently knocking on wood. I lay there for a minute trying to convince myself it was nothing, maybe a branch hitting the house or something like that, but the sound didn't come and go the way something like that would. It stayed consistent. Max was awake too. He was sitting up at the foot of the bed, staring straight toward the bedroom door. After a minute or two, the tapping stopped. And almost immediately after it did, I heard what sounded like the handle on the back bedroom door turning. It wasn't the door opening, that distinct sound of the handle turning. I didn't move. I didn't get up to check. Nothing else happened after that, and eventually, I guess I fell back to sleep. The next morning, I tried to explain it away the same way I had everything else. The house makes noises, pipes, the branch outside. But when I walked down the hallway, the back bedroom door was open and I always kept it closed. That was the first time I genuinely felt uncomfortable in that house. After that, the smaller things started happening more often. The cabinet in the kitchen didn't open just slightly anymore. Sometimes it would be wide open. I also started hearing what sounded like footsteps from time to time. The last thing that happened before I moved out is the one that stuck with me. I had a friend over one evening, hanging out, watching TV. Max was laying on the floor between us, completely relaxed. At one point, my friend got up to grab a drink from the kitchen. I stayed on the couch. A few seconds later, I noticed she had stopped moving. It wasn't like she dropped something or reacted to a noise. She just stopped. And then she said, "Is someone here?" The way she said it made my stomach drop. I told her no, just us. She came back into the living room. She looked genuinely confused. She said that when she walked into the kitchen, she thought she saw someone step out of the hallway and into the back bedroom. I hadn't told her anything about what I had been experiencing. I ended up moving out a couple of months later. I still don't know what was going on there. It never felt aggressive. It felt present, like something was there, whether I noticed it or not. Sometimes I wonder if it had always been there or if it had started after I moved. I'm not sure which is more unsettling. Thank you for the show and for giving people a chance to share experiences like this. It really does make it easier to talk about. I don't know who wrote that in. Let's call her Brenda.
Well, it could be her. It could be he.
Could be. Or, oh, if it could be her or him, let's go with Chris, because that can go both ways.
Okay.
I think that is interesting because it does feel like something else. And then to have your friend really confirmed it.
And it feels to me like they're living with a ghost who thinks they're still living in this place.
Yeah, like totally not paying attention to them. I love to have this one cabinet open.
Yeah, I keep opening it. Why? You keep shutting it, right?
Like, I leave go down my cabinet alone.
Yeah, it just feels like the ghost is there 100% of the time and feels like it's living with you. Now, maybe it doesn't see you and you don't see it, but your friend saw it. So your friend is sensitive enough to have actually seen what this was.
You know.
And Max.
I was going to say, if my dog was reacting like that, I think I would move. Because your dog is so on and nervous all the time that that's not good for a dog to be just staring at the door. You know, it becomes obsessive behavior.
You know, I have had, had a few things going on. And a couple times lately, I've caught my dog Madden. Like I've been sitting in a chair and he comes over at my feet and I'm talking to him and we're looking. And then he starts looking as if he's looking at something behind me. That he's not looking at me
anymore.
Yeah,
which is creepy, isn't it?
Yeah. And I go, it feels like he's looking at something. But I'm not feeling anything behind me either. It's just, you know, a little bit. But I've caught him, or a couple times I've caught him in the living room just kind of looking up, and I think, okay, maybe he's looking a little dusties in the room or something.
Yeah, if it were cats, it would just be a fly. They would just randomly stare at something. It's like, what is the cat looking at? Oh, it's a fly.
But I look at, you know, and so then I'm looking up to see what he's looking at, and I can't see anything, and he acts like he's seeing something standing there or doing something. So it is a creepy feeling when your dog is staring out and this is not normal behavior for him. Madden has not been that way, but he's doing it this way. Now, with that said, I will tell you that my daughter came and her friend came to my house this week and both said they really like the comfort level in my house.
Okay,
they both
that's
completely
good.
They felt really good. They like the house. They think it's very chill and relaxed, and they feel very good here.
Okay, that's good.
So I'm just throwing that out there, that it feels like maybe something's going on, and yet it's not scaring people off.
Hmm, good.
Now, with this situation, it did feel like it was scary. You know, if I were to get up in the morning and had been closing the back bedroom door because it gave me a bad feeling, you just didn't feel good about that room, and then get up in the morning and it's open, I'd have put in my notice. That would have been enough for me right there.
Yeah.
Like, I'm out of here. That was creepy. I thought the cupboard door thing was creepy, and then the fact it was opening more and this and that. But this thing about the bedroom and not feeling good about it, hearing something go down the hall and the door handle turning, and then it is, in fact, open in the morning. Oh, boy.
And having your friend be like, are we here alone? That's a really creepy thing for someone
to say.
I saw
something.
Yeah.
I saw something down the end of the hall. Oh.
It's like.
And you hate that. Because then nobody wants to come to your house.
Right.
You know.
So it's like, no, it's not a hostage. It's a ghost.
You know, and having paranormal things around you is really bad for your social life.
Exactly. Couldn't we go to your house next time?
Exactly. Nobody wants to come over, and it's a thing.
It's a huge thing. Well, if you have a real ghost story, why not let us hear about it? If you want to leave us a voicemail, you can do that. It's 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And you can become a premium subscriber if you want to. No commercials, advanced episodes, access to the archive. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you so much for listening.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever.
Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dix.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dix Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dix Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dix.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dix Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dix Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dix.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dix Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dix Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dix.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dix Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dix Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dix.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dix Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dix Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dix.com/scorecardplus for details.